ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य नारायण चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् तत्त्वजायाम् उदितयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतः सेवया भगवद्युतमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 9, text number 39. Antahitendriyatayat haraye vihitan jari sava Bhutamayo Vishwam Sasajedam Sa Puvavat Antahitendri Yataya Haraye Vihitanjari Sava Putamayo Vishwam Sasajedam sapuvavat Antahitendriyataya Haraye vihitanjari Savaputamayo vishvam Sasajedam sapuvavat Antahitendri yataya Haraye vihitanjari Savaputamayo vishvam Sasajedam sapuvavat Antahitendri yataya Mataji's. Antahita, on the disappearance. Indriya Ataya, onto the personality of Godhead, the objective of all senses. Haraye, onto the Lord. Vihita Anjali, enfolded hands. Savabhuta, all living entities. Mayaha, full of. Vishvam, the universe. Sasaja, created. Idam, this. Saha, he, Brahmaji. Puvavat, exactly like before. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. On the disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is the object of transcendental enjoyment for the senses of devotees, Brahma, with folded hands, began to recreate the universe, for with living entities as it was previously. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is the object of for fulfilling the senses of all living entities. Illusioned by the glaring reflection of the external energy, the living entities worship the senses instead of engaging them properly in fulfilling the desire of the Supreme. In the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, there is the following verse. Akshano phalam tadisha dashanam hi tano phalam tadisha gacha sangha jiva phalam tadisha ketana hi sudulaba bhagavata hiroke. O devotee of the Lord, the purpose of the visual sense is fulfilled simply by seeing you. And to touch your body is the fulfillment of the bodily touch. The term is meant for fulfilled by glorifying. The term is meant for fulfilled by glorifying your qualities, because in this world, a pure devotee of the Lord is very difficult to find. Originally, the senses of the living entity were awarded for this purpose, namely to engage them in the transcendental loving service of the Lord or that of his devotees. But the conditioned souls, illusioned by the material energy, became captivated by sense enjoyment. Therefore, the whole process of God consciousness is meant to rectify the conditional activities of the senses and to re-engage them in the direct service of the Lord. Lord Brahma thus engaged his senses in the Lord by recreating the conditioned living entities to act in the recreated universe. This material universe is thus created and annihilated by the will of the Lord. It is created to give the conditioned soul a chance to act to return home back to Godhead. And servants like Brahmaji, Naradaji, Vyasaji, and their company become busy with the same purpose of the Lord, to reclaim the conditioned souls from the field of sense gratification and return them to the normal stage of engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. Instead of doing so, that is, converting the action of the senses the impersonalists began to make the conditioned souls sense this, and the Lord also sensed this. That is improper treatment for the conditioned souls. The diseased condition of the senses may be treated by curing the defect, but not uprooting the senses altogether. When there is some disease in the eyes may be cured to see properly. Plucking out the eyes is no treatment. Similarly, the whole material disease is based on the process of sense gratification. And liberation from the diseased condition is re-engagement of the senses to see the beauty of the Lord, hear His glories, and act on His account. Thus, Brahmaji created the universal activities again. Om Gyanatiminandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Umanitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtan Stapidan Yena Budare Swayan Rupa Kadamahyan Dadati Swam Padantikam Vandehan Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Nakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Jagapade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sudhadevi Devi Pranamami Haripiye Vanchakaupattarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnadebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatra Shri Vasade Gola Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Antahitendri Yataya Haraye Vihi Tanjari Sava Putha Mayo Vishwam Sasajeda Sapuvava. Translation again. On the disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, who is the object of transcendental enjoyment for the senses of devotees, Brahma, with folded hands, began to recreate the universe, full with living entities, as it was previously. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that originally, the senses of the living entity were awarded for this purpose, namely to engage them in the transcendental loving service of the Lord or that of His devotees. But the conditioned souls, illusioned by the material energy, became captivated by sense enjoyment. And therefore, the whole process of God consciousness is meant to rectify the conditional activities of the senses and to re-engage them in the direct service of the Lord. So it reminds me of a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, text 170. It is said in this verse, Savapati vini muktam tap paratena nimulam Rishikena Rishikesha sevanam bhakti vuchate. Bhakti or devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all the senses. When the spirit soul renders service under the supreme, there are two side effects. One is freed from all material designation, and one's senses are purified simply by being employed in the service of the Lord. So in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1, text number 15, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a very beautiful purport in this regard. I want to share this with everyone. Let's see. So, in the purport to this chapter 1, text number 15, Prabhupada, he said, Lord Krishna is referred to as Rishikesha in this verse, because he is the owner of all senses. The living entities are part and parcel of him, and therefore the senses of the living entities are also part and parcel of his senses. The impersonalists cannot account for the senses of the living entities, and therefore they are always anxious to describe all living entities as senseless or impersonal. The Lord, situated in the hearts of all living entities, directs their senses. But he directs in terms of the surrender of the living entity. And in the case of a pure devotee, he directly controls the senses. Here on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the Lord directly controls the transcendental senses of Arjuna, and thus his particular name of, and thus his particular name of Rishikesha. The Lord has different names according to his different activities. For example, his name is Madhusudana because he killed the demon of the name Madhu. His name is Govinda because he gives pleasure to the cows and to the senses. His name is Vasudeva because he appeared as the son of Vasudeva. His name is Devaki Nandana because he accepted Devaki as his mother. His name is Yashoda Nandana because he avoided his childhood pastime to Yashoda at Vrindavan. His name is Patasarathi because he worked as charioteer of his friend Arjuna. Similarly, his name is Rishikesha because he gave direction to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So from this purport, we clearly understand that actually all our senses is not owned by us. It's actually owned by Krishna. So if all our senses need to be satisfied, then we should definitely engage in the service of Krishna. Just like, you know, the finger is part of the whole body. So if the finger wants to endure, then the finger should stick to the body and work according to the, you know, needs of the body. If you cut the finger, if the finger wants to act on his own, then, you know, if you try it up, you will die. So all the senses should be engaged in the service of Krishna. And also, in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there is also a very nice description in this regard. Prabhupada, he said in the sixth chapter of the 26th verse in the purport, he said, the nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady. But a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him. One who controls the mind, and therefore the senses as well, is called Goswami. Actually, it is said in the somewhere else in the Gita, it said that if one can control the mind, then the mind will become your best friend. Otherwise, the mind will become your worst enemy. Yeah. So, Prabhupada, he said here, one who controls the mind and therefore the senses as well is called Goswami or Swami. And one who is controlled by the mind is called Godas or the servant of the senses. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness. In transcendental sense happiness, the senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesha or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice. So, in our Krishna consciousness, in this moment of Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada, he actually gave us so many activities like the book distribution, prasadam distribution, Harinam, deity worship, that every one of us can fully engage our senses. And in this way, you know, we will become happy and satisfied. Yeah. Because all our senses are actually part and parcel of the senses of Krishna. And that's why Prabhupada, he was saying here in today's purport that originally, the senses of the living entity were awarded for this purpose, namely to engage them in the transcendental loving service of the Lord or that of his devotees. But the conditioned souls, illusioned by the material energy, became captivated by sense enjoyment. Therefore, the whole process of God consciousness is meant to rectify the conditional activities of the senses and to re-engage them in the direct service of the Lord. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Bhrigu Paribabu. Microphone, please. How do you understand what?
Involved, engaged in that reclaiming. So it's that's going on. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the vast majority is what's going on in this material world, as at least superficially, at least you know. Face value, it seems like it has nothing to do with reclaiming conditioned souls back to Godhead. So is there inefficiency in the system, or am I not getting something, or what's going on?
Yeah, thank you very much for the nice question. Actually, it is not the inefficiency of this system. Actually, most of the living entities in this universe, they are all Krishna's devotees. Yeah. Only on this earthly planet where we are living now, we see that most of the conditioned souls, they are not devotees of Krishna. But most of the divinities in the heavenly planets, the demigods, they are all more or less, they are all Krishna devotees. Yeah. So this material world, again, is a prison house. It's just like a jail. So just like in a country, there is prison house. Because there will be people in the country against the government law. And for these people, the government has to put them in the prison house. And most of the and the person are in the prison house, they are not majority of the people in the country. So similarly, in Krishna's kingdom, in God's kingdom, most divinities, they are following the law of God, of Krishna. So that's my, understanding to your question. You know, maybe somebody else have some other point of view. Yeah, please share your insight. Yes, Achita Prabhu and Dudakama Prabhu, yes.
Devotional service can't be forced. So every soul has the opportunity to take up the process of devotional service or not. And some, unfortunately, use their free will to not serve. So it's an efficient system that respects the free will of the jiva. You know, so you say it actually has two purposes, to allow them to reform themselves if they so desire, re-engage their senses, or they can continue to use their senses independently, but they have to suffer the results of that and hopefully eventually learn, you know, or develop the desire to have a different situation other than being entangled in the cycle of birth and death.
Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful point. Yes, Achitabha.
Yes, it's those who don't seem to be following, they're actually still being trained. Prabhupada gives the example of like the father and the child. The child wants to put the hand in fire, and the father keeps saying, no, don't do it. But eventually, the father relents and says, okay. Child puts a finger in the fire, once bitten, twice shy, or you know, you get burned once and you don't want to do it again. So these people who don't seem to be following the path of devotional service or any kind of reformation, they're actually still being reformed. Because the kicks that they're getting that result in them going to the hellish planet and getting burned on copper planets and ripped apart, and all of that is training them to turn in the right direction. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yayatam mam papadyante, yayatam satyam janamyaham, mama vart manavartante, manusha parthi sarasa, that all living beings are following my path. They may not be aware of it, but Krishna is still in control. Rishikesh is controlling them, and they will be steered. Eventually, they'll go to the Santa Monica Pier, and they'll meet Gauranga Prema. They'll get a book, and they'll still go in the right direction.
Thank you. Yes. Satchinara Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, as it's been, Sandeep Boris mentioned, the system of the Lord is perfectly complete in every respect, spiritually and materially. I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada this morning, precisely, and he says that Jivera Swarupa Hoi Krishna Nitya Das, the living entity is eternally servant of Krishna. We are, that's our constitution. If we choose Krishna, we are in the right position. If we don't, we serve Maya. Either you serve Krishna, you serve Maya indirectly. So, but the service principle is there, so it's exactly perfect. So how now it is manifest, that perfectness in this material creation? So there are different levels, heard? And Krishna situates different personalities like Lord Shiva, Brahma, and Durga to be here. And every living entity fits accordingly. So the purpose is this, that somehow or other they get provided what they need and they serve. They're still serving. The principle of service is still there. So it's perfectly arranged. Like the verse that says, Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Everything coming from the Lord is perfect.
Exactly.
Nothing is incomplete.
So, that's good. Right. Thank you. Yes, Naikat Marbu.
I think the mercy of Lord Chaitanya supersedes everything, that just simply by hearing the holy name that one's devotional service can begin, even if it's unwillingly hearing. You know, that this is the process for this age, and this is the saving grace for everyone, that the holy name can go everywhere and enter every single atom and cell, and the sound vibration can liberate trees and dogs and animals, and enters into food, and you know, becomes prasadam, and this is the mercy.
Thank you, Maniji. Yes. Yes, Naikat Marbu.
Thank you for the very nice class, Prabhu. Just a comment or point of clarification. Of the Lord's creation, the way I understand it, the majority is in the spiritual world. This is the minority, this material creation.
Yes.
And of this material creation, this universe, for instance, is divided into different planetary systems.
Exactly.
And to say that the majority are devotees is a little bit inaccurate. They may be, to some degree, they're mixed, but there's planetary systems that are middle and lower, which are full of non-devotees. The higher planets, certainly they have devotees, but those devotees are also mixed. And to find the actual devotees, Sudurlabha, those devotees are very, very, very rare. So we're in the minority.
You are right, Just like the prison house, the prisoners in the prison house, they are the minorities of the country.
Right. But even in the prison house, those prisoners, some of them are not as severe or criminally minded as maybe their next door neighbor.
Right.
In the cell.
Right.
But they're all still prisoners.
Right. Thank you. That's a good point. Thank you. Any other things? Okay, we will stop here. Thank you very much for coming for the class. Gantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Ribu, ribu.